Summertime can bring a deadly combination of rising temperatures and high humidity. Weather forecasters try to warn of the danger posed by such stifling heat, but often the warning comes too late. The National Weather Service is testing a new advisory system in the Deep South that will give advance warning of impending heat risks. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
When it's so hot that you can't even touch your steering wheel without burning your hand, that may signal it's hot enough to damage your health. Forecasters say extreme heat can be deadly and are trying a new way to warn people about the risk. Dana Griffin is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Slidell, Louisiana, which serves the Gulf Coast region.
Just being the summertime, you naturally infer that it's hot. Well, it ends up, you know, we've got, in a normal year, you know, you may have 175 or so Americans that may die from the heat.
Griffin's office is joining National Weather Service outlets in four states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee, to test out a new, more precise heat alert system this summer. It's similar to what forecasters now do with storms, tornadoes, and hurricanes, issuing watches and warnings as conditions worsen. Here's the way it works. The Weather Service can issue up to four levels of advance notice for dangerous heat, ranging from an outlook 2 to 3 days ahead to a watch, and then a heat advisory or excessive heat warning when the stifling weather is less than a day away. Until now, forecasters have only used heat advisories on extremely hot days. Griffin says the new system fine-tunes what conditions present a danger.
When you're talking your overnight load does not go below 81, right off the bat, that's suggesting the potential for the upcoming day or even couple of days to be very dangerous. And likewise, the afternoon highs could reach up toward 95.
Combine that with typical high humidity, Griffin says, and it feels like 111 degrees. That's the kind of day that will trigger an excessive heat warning. A strongly worded statement from forecasters that signals danger and encourages people to avoid working outdoors, drink lots of water, and seek air-conditioned shelter. Emergency management officials say the more precise prediction will help them decide when to open shelters or provide bottled water to residents. Utility companies will also find the advance information helpful in making decisions about whether to cut off customers who haven't paid their bills. Steve Lee is manager of credit and collections for the New Orleans-based Entergy Corporation.
What we're on the lookout for primarily are heat warnings. When those warnings are present, we certainly suspend collection activity that would involve anyone not having service at their home.
The overriding goal is to save lives, says Louisiana forecaster Dana Griffin, because people can sometimes overlook the danger of heat.
You know, it may be normally hot during the summer, but over a particular 2 or 3 days, it could be, you know, to the point it can be dangerously hot, and that's the point that we want to get across.
Since the test period started in May, there hasn't been a hot enough day to activate the new heat advisory system. But with July just around the corner, it won't be long. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.